Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It might even be... Oh, no, I think it's proper size.
Yeah. How are you, boys? You boys good?
Yep.
Yeah. Nah, oh, it's good. It's good. I've got to talk to you about nut care. Ever since I've had nut care, I feel like more of a man, all right? It definitely comes down to the comfy nuts. Those comfy nut jocks are the best jocks I have ever worn. And I can tell you right now, you should get yourself some. You will feel more manly, and your missus will love you for it. My twig and berries have never been more comfortable, all right? That's why, here at Any Given Sunday, we are proud to be supported by Australia's fastest-growing men's grooming brand, Nut Care. Proudly Australian, Nut Care, taking down under grooming your modern-day man, making him more manly, just like me. Recently voted number one, we're only number one, by Men's Health Magazine with Bare Nuts Pubic Hair Removal Cream. Don't worry about that. Just get the comfy nuts. They are delightful, mate. Nut Care is revolutionising. That's a big word for men man, when you're doing a voice for male grooming. As proud supporters of Any Given Sunday, Nut Care is offering 10% off, 10%, a full 10% by using our promo code Any Given Sunday. Just like all of our sponsors, Any Given Sunday. At the checkout, the discount will be applied. And nut care is essential grooming for men.
Well, that's the manliest one we've ever done.
Brown, 45! Brown, 45! Hot, 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 hot!
You are listening to Any Given Sunday, Australia.
Yes, and welcome to the Any Given Sunday Australia podcast, the number one podcast in at least three households, one studio, the Gridiron Australia headquarters over in Winnipeg, ABC headquarters. We're getting around everywhere, boys. We're lighting it up. Joining us, as always,
some are touting us as the number one podcast of Australia. NFL.
In Australia, the number one NFL podcast. That was straight out of the ABC headquarters, that one was. Joining us, as always, down in his basement, wherever that may be, at Tim Carty, ADSAU. How are you, TC?
Yeah, g'day, Mac. I was expecting you to come back after that, really. Like, yeah, welcome to the New Houston. I thought you might.
I can't go high. I don't know why. I'm too
much. Because you're a man.
Too much nut care, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, good, mate. Very good.
Yes, good. And our junior boy turned senior boy, hopefully with a deeper voice, at Danny Webb, AGSAU. How are you, mate?
I definitely don't have the deepest voice on this podcast, but, you know, we'll go with it. I like the high notes. It's where I belong.
Yeah, you can take the high notes. I can't. Unless you kick me in the twig and berries and I might be able to get a few high notes. But
get a couple squeaks.
Yeah, but no. We've had a big week, boys. Our merch store is kicking off. It's going well. Make sure you get on it. It's Dust Automat. You find it. Is that right? AnyGivenSunday.usAutomat. Or just go onto our socials. You'll find it. That's the easiest.
It's in the socials.
But we've had a few comments. Karts, you were wearing it out to the movies, was that right? And you had a few comments about
it. Yeah, I went and saw Oppenheimer, and I actually had the number that Danny's got on, the sweater? What are we calling it?
Crew neck.
Had that on, and yeah, had a few comments on that one, so that was nice.
Yes, very good. Yes, it's taken off. I was expecting more. It's taken off. It's been really good. We've also been around.
Me and me alone. Okay.
Yeah. Nice.
That was special.
I got the pleasure of jumping on the Australian Fantasy Football podcast last night with the lads. They were a lot more fantasy wise than us.
Mm.
Make sure you check them out more than me, then you guys are all over it. But make sure you check them out. They're all over the Twitter. They just tagged us in a post, so you'll be able to find them through us as well. But they were such a great chat and really good guys. But that does bring up our fantasy football, Cardi. Did you have some news about it?
Yeah, I think I somehow got appointed commish of our fantasy league. I don't know how. But next week, keep an eye on the socials. We haven't locked in a day yet, but probably midweek, so around your Wednesday next week, we'll be looking at, launching our league. So we'll send out the invites and things. And then once we fill the league, we'll come up with a draft date, which will be probably a pretty quick turnaround. But yeah, next week we'll be launching the Any Given Sunday Fantasy League. So that's pretty exciting.
Ooh, that is exciting. I'm very excited.
Watts will probably fill up pretty quick. We're running with a 12-team league. So yeah, probably fill up pretty quick. But yeah, keep an eye out. If you want to get involved, jump on and we'll send you the invite privately. But yeah, that'll be Wednesday next week.
Beautiful. Beautiful. I had something else we were going to talk about, but I can't remember. So we'll move on. The AFC East. Is that what we're doing today?
East or the East?
Up and down. We got the AFC East preview. If I remember it, I'll bring it up, so it doesn't matter.
That's fine.
We are going to start. It is back to Danny doing the spiel, but before you get there, Danny, this AFC East
you're getting preview better
is brought to you by C2C Rare Threads. The guys at C2C Rare Threads have some amazing gear. I love rocking there. They got a hoodie pack where you can get three random hoodies. You can pick the size
and box.
Mystery box. And the three that I got, I love wearing them around. So I got an Oregon jumper, a couple of college jumpers, like they're grouse. So make sure you hit them up. Find them in our socials. And Any Given Sunday is the promo code for 10% off there. So, yes, thanks to C2C. Big fans of the pod.
Treat yourself,
yeah.
Danny. So this week I'm bringing the recap of the previous season, the 2022 season. I'm going to start off. They've all got their own little individual stories and all come together at the end quite nicely. So I'm going to start off with the Jets. The Jets' season was looking like relatively good before they headed into their week 10 bye. Fresh off a win over the Bills, and they won five of the six previous games. Zach Wilson was winning the game for them. The defense was looking strong. Breece Hall was an absolute game changer until his week 7 injury. Mm. And the Jets and the Patriots had an absolutely putrid game that was tied 3-3 in week 11 before the Jets punted away and the Patriots returned it for a walk-off touchdown. Was not looking good. Week 12, they had quite a nice bounce-back game against the Bears, giving themselves a very respectable record of 7-4 before they went on to lose their six games straight to end. Absolutely unraveling, finishing their year off with 7-10. There was a few good things to come out of the season, though. They just had both the rookie offensive and defensive player of the year with Sauce Gardner and Garrett Wilson. Moving on to the Patriots. The Patriots season was fairly disappointing as well. Mac Jones coming back for a sophomore year. They actually were only able to win one game against any team that was in playoff contention. And they actually got quite beaten on for the majority of it. But luckily for them, any team that wasn't in playoff contention, they were beaten on them. So they actually walked away with their season with 8-9. But yeah, were unable to make it into the playoffs. Next, we've got the Dolphins. The Dolphins had, obviously, all the injuries in the quarterback room. Tua had, I think it was three concussions, missed an absolutely massive chunk of the season. And their season was just an absolute wild ride of streaks. They opened 3-0 before losing the next three, so then they ended up being 3-3, followed by a five-game winning streak. And then I think they lost five straight again. So it was just an absolute wild ride. And then they survived an absolute snooze fest of a game in week 18 when they beat the Jets 11-6. So they made it into the playoffs with their 9-8 record. Then we got the Bills. The Bills took out the division for the third straight time with an impressive record of 13-3, which actually tied their best record in franchise history. The losses to the Dolphins, Jets, and Vikings hurt them in the long run because they couldn't clinch the number one spot, which actually probably would have helped them in the playoffs because they would have had that first wild card bye. Week 9, they lost against the Jets, and that's when Josh Allen suffered his injury. He had a partially torn UCL, and he just continued to play throughout the rest of the season with that injury. Week 17 was the game against the Bengals that ended up being called a no contest when DeMar Hamlin collapsed on the field. We received CPR for 10 minutes before getting transported to hospital. And as we've all seen, thankfully, he's made a full recovery and he's back out on the field, which is great. Miami then faced the Bills in the wild card round of the playoffs. And they actually went up against third stringer Skylar Thompson, who was leading the Finns. The Bills came out strong, up 17-0 before the Dolphins charged back. Josh Allen had a late fumble in the third, which got returned for a touchdown. So it was actually like a bit touch and go, but the Bills managed to get it done with a 31-34 victory. So then they moved on to the next round of the playoffs where they faced the Bengals again, which was a rematch of that Week 17 game that got cancelled. Emotions were high after all that happened. And unfortunately, even though the Bills were at home, they couldn't get it done and had a loss of 27-10. And that's where their season ended.
And that was it. That was the 22-23 season, Danny Boy. Yeah.
Full recap.
Yeah, nice. We got you, Macca. You with us?
Yeah, I'm with you. I was just taking it all in, just remembering that Skyler Moore game especially. They actually had a chance to win it at the end, but they shit the bed. So it was great recap, mate. Well done. On to Cardi. You have the ins and outs, and I'll let you choose who goes first with what.
Well, let's go. Do we want to go bottom to top? Let's go bottom to top. So the Jets, obviously, Danny mentioned, came in last in the division after, what was it, the six-game losing streak?
To close out.
We'll go through their draft class first, as we like to do, their top three picks. So in the first round, pick 15, they got Will McDonald the fourth. He's an edge from Iowa State. In the second round, pick 43, Joe Tippmann, a center from Wisconsin. And fourth round, pick 120, Carter Warren, an offensive tackle from Pittsburgh. Some of the key departures, Joey Flacco and Mike White, both out of the quarterback position, gone. James Robinson, the running back, gone. Elijah Moore, wide receiver, also gone. Looking down through the list, not too many other big names jumping out that I knew. Ins, key additions, we've got your boy Randall Cobb and our man Alan Lazard. Big Al was one of your T-Mac first big interviews we had for the potty, both from Green Bay, and also Mecole Hardman in that wide receiver room as well, from the Chiefs, I believe Mecole was. Correct me if I'm wrong, anybody? No?
Yeah, right.
Good. Good, I like that. Just looking down the list, not many two other notable. Oh, wait, hang on a minute.
I was going to say.
One at the top, is it Aaron Rodgers? Is that how you say it? Quarterback. He must be a second coach being kicked up from somewhere. So haven't heard too much news around that Rodgers in the quarterback position. But, hopefully he goes okay at the Jets. Now, obviously, the biggest story of the offseason. Aaron Rodgers going to the Jets there. And just the tie-in with the boys coming across Lazard and Cobb, kind of not a big story, but there was a bit of news around it that, Rodgers came out with his list of demands and I want these players, da-da-da-da-da. But just good for Rodgers to have a couple of guys that he's already got chemistry with in Lazard and Cobb from Green Bay, help that transition across to the Jets. But, obviously the biggest story of the offseason was Aaron Rodgers going across to the Jets there. And another one as an in this season, Nathaniel Hackett, obviously got fired from the Denver Broncos last year. Having worked with Rodgers before at Green Bay, he's the offensive coordinator at the Jets now. So, again, another just a little bit of synergy from the Green Bay boys all coming together in New York. So that's another probably pretty big in, I would say. For the Jets.
And Rodgers was one of the main reasons we've left this division to the second last so we could actually preview it, because it was undoubtedly the biggest story of this offseason.
It was the story of the offseason, wasn't it? Yeah.
I won't lie. You had me going there. Although he's genuinely forgotten that Aaron Rodgers... probably like the biggest story of the offseason. He's like, oh, no, a couple of small ins, He's fucking forgot. But that, well done.
I was the line I could let out before you had to.
Yeah. You got me. Yeah. Well done.
As I was saying, like the Jets defense was the thing that kind of carried him throughout last season. Now they've added, obviously, Aaron Rodgers, complete upgrade in the quarterback room. And then bringing in wide receivers like Alan Lazard, you're only like increasing the offensive weapons. So it's going to be interesting to see how the Jets actually, move this season.
Yeah. And I think you'll see that by my predictions later on. So First note, they have the NFC East and the AFC West. So two enormous...
strong divisions.
Very strong divisions. So I tried to pick the games for their big games that are outside their division, because I think we all know that, you know, between the Jets, the Finns and the Bills, and then even, you know, a Bill Belichick-led Pats, they're going to be great games. So the games I've tried to pick are outside of their division. The Jets have got week 7 bye, so relatively early. I reckon Rodgers likes a later bye, so we'll see how that plays out. But the four big games I pick for them, so week 2, they're at the Cowboys. Week 4, they're at home against the Chiefs. Week 6, at home against the Eagles. And then I wrote between, so they're three obviously pretty big games. If they're getting those, they're going a long way towards playoffs. But then between week 12 and 18, I had them going 7-1.
Whoa.
So to finish the season, they have a lot easier, if you're looking at it, a lot easier stretch than the other teams.
Well, yeah, it's going to come into play big time, finishing fourth in the division, getting the softer schedule for sure. So if you're thinking 7-1, yeah, that's a huge run home.
Yeah, yeah. So big finish for the season, I see, for them.
Almost do the opposite of what they did last season, finishing 6 games straight losing, yeah, those 7 games straight winning.
You can see from the Cowboys, Chiefs, Eagles, that was just 3 teams that I picked. You know, they're going to have, you know, even the Broncos and that, you never know with Russ. They've got the Chargers.
Have you seen the latest video that's come out about Russ?
That's what I'm saying.
He is not looking good.
You just don't know with him, though. That's what I'm saying. Like, they're going to have the Chargers as well. They're going to have your Raiders. Like, they're all early in the season. So, up and about early, and they can go a long way to being a, you know, very, very successful team next year. I'll do later on the predictions.
Did that hurt you to say?
Nah, we all know that he's a gun. So, like, it's 100. I don't know if you take Mike White or Aaron Rodgers, but I feel like it's a bit of an upgrade. And he doesn't have to light the world on fire, because, like you said, they relied on their defense last year, and their defense is only going to get better. You know, Sauce is only going to do more Sauce things. Like, they're just going to be stronger again on that side of the ball. That he doesn't. I don't think he's going to have to put up 30 to win each week, which is going to be even better for them.
And that's the thing. What is he going to turn 40 this year? Is that right? He's around that age mark. And the only other quarterback.
39, I know that. Where his birthday is.
So the only other quarterback that's actually managed to succeed at that age level was the greatest of all time, Tom Brady. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be interesting to see, because obviously his last season wasn't that successful with Green Bay. So it's going to be interesting to see if he is going to have a bit of a bounce back, or if he's going to continue to decline.
Yeah. But you've seen, like, you know, all the videos that come out are all hype videos. Like, he's still throwing very well. So, yeah, we'll see what happens there. I'm pretty confident that they're going to go well, though.
And that's why he's gone there. He's gone there to succeed. He wants another Super Bowl. He wants another MVP. He's going to be coming out hungry.
Yeah,
100%. It'll be interesting to see if his age catches up with him.
I've got to say, while you quickly touched on that, every social media team and, like, media team from every team does the best job at this time of year making at the preseason camps, everyone looks amazing. So those guys in the social media teams and that, they are absolutely dominating at their jobs, because everyone looks so good, and you get so hyped watching everyone. Like, there's awesome slow-mo videos, and then, like, the videos where they're kind of looking through the players, and, like, the focus is on the quarterback, then it zooms out and it's like the awesome catch next to the camera. Like, so everyone looks so good, but easy to get caught up in the hype too.
The Jets media team must be, like, so torn, because they want to hype Sauce as much as possible, but that means he's probably showing an interception.
How do we do this?
Because I saw a video the other day, and it was beautiful, beautiful pass, and Sauce just picks it off. I was like, it's an interception.
How do we word this? all right, we'll move on to the Patriots. Again, we'll start with their draft class. They actually had 10 picks, it's looking like, in this year's draft, whereas the Jets had, bear with me, the Jets only had 6, because obviously they've traded picks and whatnot. But 10 picks there. But so with their first pick in the first round at number 17, they actually got a bit of a steal. He was touted as probably one of the top 10 prospects in the draft, Christian Gonzalez, the cornerback from Oregon. And they traded down to pick 17, if my memory is right. So absolute steal there. Just some genius moving and shaking from Bill Belichick, as we've sort of come to expect from him. Second round, pick 46, Keon White, edge out of Georgia Tech. And then in the third round, pick number 76, Mate Mapu, linebacker from Sacramento State. Just their top three draft class there. Key departures, who have we got here? Brian Hoyer, out of quarterback, gone. Damian Harris, running back. Jacoby Myers, wide receiver. Who else have we got? No one else that I know, so we won't worry about it. Coming in, key additions, Tracy McSorley, quarterback. So he's going to be competing for that backup spot behind Mac Jones. James Robinson, running back. Juju Smith-Schuster, wide receiver. Juju, where's Juju? Also,
Kansas.
Yeah.
Kansas. Also, he went from Pittsburgh to Kansas last year. And then...
Yeah, also at the Choifs. And Mike Gesicki, he's actually from the Finns. So a little interdivisional trade going on there. But we'll touch on that as well when we talk about the Finns. But then also just... as we know, Bill Belichick, head coach, general manager, and I think defensive coordinator as well, or calls the defensive plays. But during the year, they had a lot of trouble with their offensive coordinator and who was calling the plays. It was sort of being split between, who was it? Joe Judge and Matt Patricia. They were kind of splitting before Patricia took over. They were kind of split. And remember, it came out Mac Jones was sort of pretty unhappy. So Bill O'Brien's been named as the offensive coordinator for this year. So hopefully that just sort of shores things up on the offense there. And
On your Bill.
Give Mac a bit of continuity and clarity there with the play calling.
Yeah, well, I think he had a bit to do with him at Alabama. So
Bama. Okay, yeah, good. A bit of a connection there already.
So
yeah. Perhaps.
Well done,
yep.
Right, so the Pats, they've got a bye in week 11, so a nice even middle of the road. But I kind of see them having a, well, probably no surprise. They were at the back end of the four this year. So the games that I've picked for them, week 5 against New Orleans, week 6 at your Raiders, Cards. So you've got a tough couple of weeks for your Raiders. Week 5, you've got the Packers. But...
Well, if you remember how the last game against us finished, it was...
That was the worst
play in history.
Mac got absolutely trucked.
poor Mac, it's not his fault, but yeah.
No, but he did.
So, hey, I'll happily have another game like that. It was... Yeah. As long as you're on the good side of the worst play in...
yeah, it was, wasn't it? Yeah. And I think he's actually gone, Myers, isn't he?
Yeah, probably
said that, but
yeah,
I was worried about what I'm saying. Week 9 at the Commanders and week 14 at the Steelers. So three of the key four that I've picked are away games, and I reckon they're going to be stronger at Gillette Stadium. So the away games are the ones where they can hopefully pick up a few.
It's just going to be interesting with the Patriots because they don't have that elite quarterback. They really don't. But history has shown us that if you have like a top 10 defense and a top 10 rushing, then you will actually still have a chance of making the playoffs. But like getting out of this division is going to be really, really tough. So all four of these teams are already in the top 10 of defense, I think, for the AFC or even potentially the whole league. They are all very, very strong defensive sides. But it's just if the Patriots can have an impressive running game, then they still might actually have a chance to actually get somewhere.
Yeah,
and like you remember, Jones was touted, he was the best quarterback out of his draft class. And just with fixing those issues at the OC position, and then, you know, you got to remember you got pretty much the best head coach of all time in Bill Belichick. Like, you can't ever write the Patriots off. It's just as long as Mac Jones keeps trending up. His second half of the season, he finished off with a much better touchdown to interception ratio. It was like 11-4, whereas sort of the first half of the year, his numbers weren't as great. And I don't think he got over 3,000 passing yards. So his numbers weren't great last year, but his second half of the year was trending up. So at least hopefully if they can continue that on, you certainly can't write the Patriots off at all. And like, you know, Bill's going to come out with these games where he just pulls a rabbit out of the hat, and, you know, they'll knock off teams that they are definitely not expected to beat this year for sure.
Yeah, Mac definitely had a bit of a sophomore slump. And it's just going to be interesting if he's going to take that leap, like, you know, the second to third year quarterbacks that we've seen throughout the league. It's very common that they do take that leap and then actually make it to that elite level.
Question without notice. Was he like, he said he didn't have 3,000 yards, but was he injured at one point?
He did, yeah, he did. He copped...
remember Bailey Zappi
coming? He was suffering a bit of a high ankle sprain.
Okay.
Was it early to mid-year? But so he definitely missed...
Because I remember Bailey Zappi played against some players.
Yeah, that's right. Because Zappi got a few starts. So he definitely missed some time. I'm not sure exactly how many games. So that's got to factor in as well. You're right. As I was kind of alluding to, hopefully, see his trend continue.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. But coming in healthy, you know, another year under the belt and having that offensive coordinator that is just...
I think that's huge. Just get the continuity, one voice. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Alrighty.
Before we do go to the next one, Kurt, so I better mention...
Well done.
American Connection. The boys at American Connection with a K, as you can see on their logo. You can find all of their stuff through our socials. And again, Any Given Sunday is the promo code. 10% off. Perfect for anyone who's looking to get into the game and actually have a crack. They have all the sporting gear to get into it. And we have newer and fresher gear every week. So American Connection with a K. Check them out.
Beautiful. Love your work, mate. As we said, moving on to the Finns, only four picks in this year's draft, and that's obviously going to be as a result of some of the trading they've done, like with Tyreek Hill and the likes, and then even I'll mention in a minute, but another huge addition for this year. So their first pick was actually in the second round at number 51, Cam Smith, cornerback from South Carolina. Next pick in the third round, number 84, Devon Akane, running back from Texas A&M. And then their third pick into the sixth round, pick 197, Elijah Higgins, a tight end from Stanford. So as you can see, a bit depleted in the picks department, but that's just because of what they've added in terms of trading and whatnot in the last couple of years. Key departures, we've got Teddy Bridgewater. He's moved on out of the quarterback position. Mike Gesicki, who I mentioned before, he's gone off to the Patriots. So a nice little interdivision trade there. Always a little bit of extra feeling when they'll meet back up. Also, Hunter Long out of the tight end position. He's gone. Greg Little, OT. And that is... That'll do.
That'll do.
Just look at the names, I think.
That's fair enough.
I don't need to read all those names. It's, you know,
there's a lot of moves.
So a couple of ins at the tight end position. They brought in Tyler Croft and Eric Sorbert. Mike White, quarterback, obviously
in the divisional,
sit behind Tua. Braxton Berrios, wide receiver, and also Robbie Chosen, wide receiver. But the huge one that I alluded to before, Jalen Ramsey in quarterback. So again, they've given up a few picks to get him, but he is a massive, massive addition from the Rams. He was pretty instrumental in their Super Bowl winning run, I guess you could say. So huge, huge in for the Finns there. And there's been a bit of talk about Dalvin Cook potentially coming to the Dolphins, but we haven't seen any movement on that yet, I don't believe. And there's a bit of hype around that third rounder, Devon Akane, that I mentioned that they've drafted this year. So he'll be probably getting a fair few reps this year, you can imagine.
Yes, we also, you got to remember that Ramsey's hurt himself last week, so he'll be out for at least 6 to 8 with that knee.
Yes.
So that does hurt them, but he'll still be around the building though as well, like, you know, having a brain like that to talk to the other cornerbacks and safeties and stuff like that. It's still going to be helpful and instrumental for them going forward. But you also wanted to bring up about they didn't have many draft picks. They lost their first rounder.
Because, oh, I did too. That's right. They were naughty.
Tom Brady.
Trying to get Tom Brady to become an owner. And that's right.
Yeah, so they lost their first rounder. So pick number 32 was actually null and void last year.
There you go.
Naughty, naughty.
I totally forgot about that. Well done.
Yes. Lucky I remember. Just as you were like, they had not many draft pieces. I remember.
Why is that? Yeah.
So the Finns have got, I'll bring my paper over. They have got
we're a real modern podcast.
Oh, I know. Paper. It's all paper. It's all paper.
Ink and quill.
That's just week 10 is their bye. But the four games, again, there's going to be pretty similar to the other guys. So week one, real big start at the Chargers. Like that could be for both teams, I think, either a great way to get started or a terrible loss early. Week seven at your Eagles, Danny. Week nine at the Chiefs. So those three games all the way, like they're huge games to have away.
Huge roadies, huge roadies.
Yeah, so if you can get those games, even, you know, maybe pinch two of them, you're sitting a long way going forward. And then week 16, they've got the Cowboys at home, which I see if they can get over the Cowboys at home is going to go a long way to them stealing either that second or third spot, I reckon. I don't quite see them getting the top spot this year, but that second or third could be theirs.
Yeah, like the biggest thing for the Finns next year is Tua staying healthy.
Oh, 100%.
And you just, you know, it's feels stupid to say, but they're just such a better team with him, obviously. They need him to stay healthy, and hopefully all that judo and kung fu and all that whatever else he's training.
We spoke about this last night on the fantasy podcast with the boys. If you've got, you know, Max Crosby coming at you and tackling you for, do you reckon judo is going to help me hitting the ground?
I don't know. I don't know.
If it 110 kilo man just plowing that block, plowing through you, I can't see it helping.
If it makes a 1% difference, like that's the sort of stuff they're going to do. If it is just falling properly and, you know, just being recognizing when you're falling and your head doesn't snap back, whatever. So if it's a 1% difference, it's worth it, I reckon.
Yeah. Well, and it's getting to the point now with like how many more head hits can you realistically have before they just pull the pin on him completely? Like, because obviously the players have...
This year, if he has a couple more, then he'll do it himself. I remember, wasn't he last year like weighing up about life versus football?
There was already talk this season just gone about saving him from himself, like because obviously he was wanting to come back and play. So I don't know how quick he'll be on pulling the trigger, but there'll be outside people and things like that they'll have to give him some pretty sound advice.
We hope it doesn't come to that, obviously.
No, we don't want it to come to that at all. No way. So,
yes. Lucky last, Cardi.
Finishing off with the Bills. The Buffalo Bills took out the division, as we know. Their first pick in this year's draft was in the first round, pick 25, Dalton Kincaid, big tight end from Utah. He has massive reps. Some of the numbers that he put up during his college career, there's been some big comparisons, and it's probably not fair to a dude that's just been drafted, but obviously getting compared to Kelsey, Travis Kelsey and the like. So a lot of big reps on him, but just based off his numbers, it's like, this dude is a ready to go. Probably won't be that much of a blocking tight end, more of your receiving tight end. But yeah, big kick there. Sorry?
Get the jukes out.
Yeah, get him out. Big boy. Their next pick in round two at 59, Osiris Torrance, OG out of Florida, offensive guard out of Florida. And then in the third round, pick 91, Dorian Williams, a linebacker from Tulane. Some of the key departures, Devin Singletary, the running back. I actually had him in my fantasy for a little bit last year. Didn't produce that much, so see you later. you got Jamison Crowder and Isaiah McKenzie out of the wide receiver room. They're gone. What else? We got Tremaine Edmonds, the linebacker. He's also gone. And Wakon Johnson, safety. Key additions, Kyle Allen, quarterback. Is he brother of Josh? I don't know.
I don't think so. You never know.
Could be. Cousin. Might be a cousin. Yeah. Damian Harris and Latavius Murray, the running backs. And then Deontay Harty and Trent Sherfield, wide receivers. Got big Brandon Shell, offensive tackle. And Leonard Floyd, edge. Tyler Rapp, the safety too, all key additions this year for the Bills.
Floyd's a big in. He spent time at the Rams with Von Miller when they went on there. So that.
Oh, and you just reminded me. I'm counting Von as a key addition. As you would know, he did his ACL in week 11. Sorry, as we say in the NFL, not round, week 11. He did his ACL, so massive, massive out. He's a huge part of that defense. I think he was on 8.5 sacks at the time. So he'll be huge to have back. He's obviously a massive locker room guy. So he's been there the whole time. But to have him back out on the field, he's going to be massive for the Beals. So
yeah. I don't want to throw you under the bus, but do we know how he's tracking?
I haven't actually seen an update for a while, but I know that he was running. He's been running for a while. Okay. And doing those low intensity drills, like, and this was a while ago when I saw that update, so I can only imagine he's tracking pretty well.
Yeah, as a fellow,
he'll be back well within inside 12 months for sure.
Yeah, okay. So you think if he was a week 11, you know, first half of the year he's coming.
Yeah,
back.
I'm definitely thinking first half of the year.
So this is coming from the Bills GM Brandon
Bean.
Yeah, Von Miller playing week one is a definite possibility.
Oh. That's
well inside 12 months then.
So this article came out on the 3rd of August as well. So it's
that's pretty fresh.
Fresh information.
Yeah. Well, that is huge. That's really good. Great news.
Well done, Karts. Just to bring a bit of an Australian flavour to the Bills, Dalton Kincaid, their number one pick at number 25. He was actually the number one to Thomas Yasmin out of Utah.
That's right. Yeah, they were good bros, weren't they?
They are very good mates. So I can see good things for and very similar players. So our boy Tommy, I'm sure I've spoken to him about it. He's very much leaning on him and picking up things that he's taken out of this year. So
amen.
Things coming for Big Tommy.
Because they had Big Dawson Knox obviously this year. I think has he been moved on?
No, still there.
Okay. But he'll probably slide behind Kincaid, you've got to imagine.
Yeah. Sure. So the Bills, so they have a slightly later week 13 bye, which I reckon that I don't hate the late bye, and then gives you a bit of freshening up leading into a playoff run, especially when you want to be deep. You know, they're probably seeing it as a 20 week season instead of a 17 week season. So, yeah. Some key games for them. One that just kind of stood out for me for both sides was week 5 against the Jags. If the Jags can come in and cause a bit of an upset, I think that'll be huge for their establishment. But and it's the game, I don't know, I looking at it going, especially at the Bills, you're thinking they should get the job done, you know, like more pressure on them because you think they're going to get done, where the Jags can come in, play a little bit free and, you know, possibly cause an upset there. So, and then two big away games, week 9 against Maxi's Bagels. Week 14 against Brendo's Chiefs, both of them the way. And then week 15, I think. I can't read my own writing. Week 15 at home against the Cowboys. So, again, very similar teams to the Finns. If they can get the job done or at least split them, they'll go a long way to playoff football.
And that's the thing. The Bills aren't just looking to go to playoff football. They're looking to go to the Super Bowl, I think. And that's going to be their mindset. They've had a couple of early exits in the playoffs these past 2 years, they don't want to be doing that again. They want to be going all the way, and they're going all in. And then someone's going to have to be held accountable for it if they don't. Like, are they going to blame Josh Allen? Are they going to blame Sean McDermott? Like, what way are they going to head?
I definitely feel like they feel like they've underperformed just with the roster they've got too. Like, big boy Johnny Fina, he'll be pretty bullish on Our man John Fina. They'll be bullish on the Bills Mafia and Charles. Hopefully he gets over there and he jumps through a table or two. But they'll be very, very bullish on the Bulls this season and wanting to perform and get some silverware for sure.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't remember you actually bringing it up, but Damar Hamlin coming back too. I reckon if he starts, I don't know how he. I know he's back on the field, but whether he starts week one or not. I reckon that'd be a fair boost for them as well.
Imagine they roll him out in, was it week 9 against the Bagels?
Yeah. Imagine at Bagels too.
Imagine that's his comeback game. Oh my God, that'd be way too much. Surely they're not going to do that.
No, well, he was on the field and he's done a lot of promo for that. So I imagine he's back well before then. But either way, it's going to be a huge, huge thing for them. Danny, how'd you go?
Yeah, no information.
Yeah.
Yet.
He's back on the field though, so we know
that much. Yeah, I've heard that.
The 31st of July, he participated in his first padded practice.
Yeah. So if he's padded practice, he's going a long way towards game time. So that'll be huge. Well done, boys. That was a great wrap.
Whoa, we ain't done.
No. Do either of you have the? I've got the predictions. So, do either of you have the money values and unders overs? We're onto it. We're onto it early.
You talk to it. I'll have a little look see.
Yes. All right. So, Danny, you'll be going. You're the under over, and Karts will have the actual money lines and stuff. But I have picked this year, and it's probably, you know, not as surprising as what you. Well, it's not surprising what you think. It's going to go pretty much straight up and down. I feel like the Pats. Karts, let me know when you're ready. I feel like the Pats are going to have a bit of a harder year.
Go for it, mate. I'm good.
But when it's funny I say that, but when you were talking about it, you still kind of like, oh, maybe I was a little bit harsh on them with some of their picks, but I went 6-11 for the Pats.
Okay, well, PointsBet have got them over-under at 7.5, so you're taking the unders.
Yeah, again, it was harsh, but... I feel like against the other three, they're going to be struggling a little
bit. I tend to agree. I'd probably take the under, but maybe give them 7 and 10.
Yeah, it's going to be tough, but like you're saying, for the divisional games, it is a very, very tough division. And like with Aaron Rodgers coming into the Jets and everything they've done to improve, they've only gotten better. And I think they went 1-1 against the Jets last year anyway, as it was. So for them to have an even better team, are they going to drop a few more of these divisional games? Are they going to, like, you know, are they going to take one away from the Bills or the Finns?
It's tough.
And we've got to remember they're playing two very strong divisions.
Yeah, and that's it. Two extremely strong divisions as well. So that's where I was probably a little bit harsh on them. Like 7.5 seems about right, I reckon. But yeah, where with the other three, I split them. So Bills, Jets, Finns, I gave them 1-1 for all of those. For where the Pats, I was like, oh, they might be able to steal one from them, but they're not splitting them for all of them, I don't think.
Yeah.
I had the Jets. Sorry, I had the Finns coming in at 10-7 and finishing third.
Yeah, their line is 9.5, so you've pretty much nailed it there.
So a lot of that's going to fall on how healthy Tua is.
100%. Because this is presuming Tua is healthy the whole season.
And you're only giving him one more win. So he had, what, 3 concussions, missed majority of the half of the season. They're playing their second and third string quarterback, as we said, like in the playoffs. So you're only going to give him one more win if he's healthy.
Yeah, I think
that's just reflective on how
I feel how like everyone else has gotten stronger as well. That's the thing on there. So
yeah.
10-7, I've come for them. I had the Jets at 12-5.
Ooh, you've gone big time over. They've actually got 9.5 as well.
9.5. Well, I saw them 7-1 between 12 and 18. So
I like it.
So they again tough start to the season. But 7-1 to finish, I thought. They had the Finns twice in the last 7 rounds, so I gave them 1-1 there.
Okay.
But then they had the likes of the Browns, I think the Raiders at home. Like, I just, yeah.
Danger game.
It is. It always it will be, for sure. But you expect them to win that one, I think.
You've got to hit the overs on that. You just have to. Like, with everything they've brought in, they are. They're just Super Bowl or bust. They're going to go over 9. What was it, Karts? 9.5?
9.5.
They're going to hit over that.
Yeah, just the Aaron Rodgers effect, I'd take the overs alone.
Yeah.
And I had the Bills also at 12-5, so they're going to be splitting 1 and 2 between those two.
Ah, I like it. Who's going to take top?
One of those two.
Bookies, points bet, they've got the Bills at 10.5.
Yeah. I think just by the fact that the Jets have the Chiefs and the Eagles at home instead of away, and the Bills have got the Bagels and the Chiefs away.
What is it split on? Is it split on point differential?
As in whether... So the first thing will be division.
Yeah, so like who you've played?
No. So within your own division. If they're five, but the Jets are... If the Jets are 6-2 within their own division and the Bills are 5-3, then the Jets get it.
Let's take it. Yeah, okay. No worries.
And then if that's the same, it's between them. So how they went between each other. Yeah, and then it goes on strength and like it gets... There's a lot going on.
I think with the Bills going into Arrowhead, it's always going to be tough. I think like you could almost... Like Mahomes is probably going to get that done. He enjoys playing the Bills as well. He kind of has their number a little bit. But then going into Cincy, when they go to face the Bengals, that's just going to be such an important game for the Bills, especially after everything that happened last year. Then they face him in the playoffs. They got knocked out in the playoffs. I think they'll actually come in and probably take that one because they'll be too hungry.
Oof.
Like it.
But 12-5, they're both making the playoffs with that. And then even 10-7, the Finns are going to be on the border as well. Like 10-7, they should make playoffs.
God, I am excited for this season.
Three teams from the AFC East, you're calling.
Yeah, there's every chance. A healthy Tour is the only...
Is the
case? Actually, Madden curse. Is a healthy Josh Allen going to be a role in this?
Oh, you reckon?
Well, yeah, it's already come out. Dr. Danny's injury report, it's already come out that he's recovered from this partial tear of his UCL and he's throwing the ball well. So hopefully he comes in with no injuries and we can actually see what he can do. But yeah, big believer in curses though. Poor fella.
Well, the bookies have got this one as one of the tightest divisions from first to third. One of the tightest ones that we've seen. The Patriots obviously drop away. They're $9. The Finns, $3.80. The Jets, $3.25. And then the Bills are the $2.20 favorite. So it's pretty tight first to third there.
You're going to get value anyway, though, aren't you?
Well, yeah, well, reflected in your picks, so you must know a little bit about footy, mate.
Thank you.
Tom knows footy.
Tom knows football. Nah, beautiful. Well done, boys. That was. Now we're done, Danny. That was comprehensive. Good chat. I enjoyed that one. Next week, our final week, is the AFC West. Is that right?
Yes.
Correct. Yes. Finish off with the Super Bowl winning champions.
Raiders. Oh.
And I was going to say, and TC's Raiders is the main reason that we've finished off with them.
For sure.
So that's exciting. But I do remember what I had to say to start with. And I wrote it and I've underlined it because football is back, boys. We have preseason games today. I think there's already one that started.
Football!
All weekend, football is back. And if you don't have it, you can sign up for free, the Game Pass or Danzen, D-A-Z-N. So you can watch all preseason games for free. But there is one game on ESPN. I think it's on Sunday. I don't know who it is.
You might as well sign up to that free Game Pass as well because that's where Hard Knocks is going to be aired. And
No, ESPN Sunday. Sorry.
Yeah. So I think that for us in Australia to watch Hard Knocks, it's going to be through Game Pass. So make sure you signed up to that.
Damn. Or you can watch it on ESPN on Sunday at 5 o'clock. Just so you know. Not just
Game Pass.
It's 100%. I've already looked it up. I've already got it recorded.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, so good. For those that don't have Foxtel, go to Game Pass. It'll be on there.
Yeah. I was just trying to explain how it was free.
Well done. Good job, boys.
Also, something we should have shared out at the start, like massive thanks for NFL Australia for promoting our episode with Charlie Pickering. Like, that is huge, and we definitely do appreciate the love and the fact that they've shared it on all their socials as well. It's quite a humbling thing for us as a little, small NFL Australia podcast. I know we talk ourselves up and say we're number one because we are, but it's always nice to have that respect and, you know, relationship that we do now have with NFL Australia. So thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. And Charlie for coming on. I've already sent a message. He said, how good is it going? And he's so excited to come back on. So
brilliant.
Yes. I look forward to getting him on again once he's jumped through a table and he's got a dislocated shoulder or something.
Oh, please. Yeah.
We're definitely going to strap a GoPro to it.
Yeah, I want a live. I want a live jumping through the table. That'll be elite. Good job, lads. Hope your teams do well in the first preseason game.
Get out there and enjoy your weekend of football, everybody.
Go football.
Go football.
No one wants it. All right, go to the Packers.
That was it. It was go football. Go football.
Go football.
Oh, boo. Get us out of here.